Hello and welcome to our DeFi beginner's journey. Grab a coffee, settle in, and let's demystify three phrases you keep hearing: AMMs, liquidity pools, and impermanent loss. By the end, you'll be able to explain them to a friend and know where the real risks and rewards live. Big picture first. DeFi rebuilds finance on the internet, where code replaces middlemen. No approvals, no banker's hours, just open access. You can trade, lend, and save from your phone in Lagos, Lisbon, or Lima. It's more open, more transparent, and very innovative. But new roads have potholes, so understanding the engine matters. That engine is the AMM, the automated market maker. Think of a vending machine that swaps tokens instead of selling snacks. You don't need another person on the other side. You show up, the machine gives you a price, and the swap happens instantly. Here's the twist. The price on this vending machine isn't fixed. It's on a stretchy rubber band that reacts to every trade. Buy a token, it becomes rarer in the machine, so the price inches up. Sell a token, it becomes more abundant, so the price nudges down. Small trades barely move the needle. Big trades stretch the rubber band and cause slippage. That's an AMM, a rules-based system that always offers you a price. But what fills the machine? Liquidity pools. Picture two buckets of tokens, say Ether and USDC, locked in a smart contract. Regular people, called liquidity providers or LPs, pour tokens into those buckets. In exchange, they get a cut of every trade. Every swap pays a tiny fee that's shared among LPs, proportional to their share of the pool. For example, if a pool handles $5 million of swaps in a day with a 0.2% fee, about $10,000 in fees gets generated. If you own 10% of the pool, roughly $1,000 goes to you. Variable, not guaranteed, but that's the idea. Your tokens made trading possible. Not all pools are the same. Some are general-purpose token pairs, the bread and butter of decentralized exchanges. Others specialize in stablecoins and lookalike assets tuned for smooth swaps when both sides should be worth almost the same. And newer designs let LPs choose exact price ranges, like setting up a lemonade stand only during rush hour on the busiest corner. That can make your capital work harder, but it requires attention, because markets move. So, where's the catch? Impermanent loss, the part many learn about too late. Impermanent loss happens when the prices of the two tokens in your pool drift apart. Remember, an AMM adjusts prices by changing the mix of tokens inside the pool. If one token rises a lot on the open market, the pool automatically sells some of that hot token to buy more of the cheaper one, to keep balance. Great for traders, they always have liquidity, but for you, the LP, when you withdraw, you'll own fewer of the token that went up and more of the one that lagged. Versus simply holding both tokens, your LP position can be worth less. That difference is impermanent loss. Quick example, you deposit $100 of ETH and $100 of a dollar coin, $200 total. Then ETH doubles. If you had just held, your $200 becomes roughly $300. Inside the pool, the math rebalanced as ETH climbed, so your share shifted toward more dollars and less ETH. Ignoring fees, you might end up with around 5-6% less than the $300 you'd have by holding. Feels odd. You provided a public good and somehow ended up behind. Two key nuances. First, the loss is impermanent because if prices return to where they started, the difference disappears. It locks in only when you withdraw at a different price point. Second, fees can offset or even outweigh that loss, especially when trading volume is high and price drift is modest. That's why stablecoin pools are beginner-friendly. Tiny impermanent loss, steady fees. So when might it make sense to provide liquidity? If you expect healthy trading volume and don't think prices will run far apart, fees can be attractive. If you think one token will moon while the other stays flat, just holding the winner is usually smarter. LPing is the art of getting paid to serve traders without being whipsawed by volatility. A few mental models before you click deposit. Know the neighborhood. Popular pairs with steady flow are like busy cafes. Lots of small transactions, lots of steady tips. Match pool to risk comfort. Stable to stable is like swapping two brands of bottled water. Boring in the best way. Volatile to volatile is like lending soda and hot sauce. If hot sauce trends, you end up with a cooler full of soda. Remember costs. Network fees to add remove liquidity can bite, especially for small or frequent moves. How do traders get great prices on stablecoin swaps? Specialized pool designs. Some are tuned to keep trades near one-to-one and minimize the stretchy price effect, like adding shock absorbers to the vending machine so price barely wobbles when both items should match in value. On the flip side, concentrated liquidity lets LPs place funds only where they expect most trades to happen. It's like parking your food truck right where the lunch line forms. You can earn more with less capital, but you must watch where the line moves. If price exits your chosen range, your liquidity goes inactive until you adjust. Why do AMMs and liquidity pools matter so much? They remove gatekeepers. Anyone can trade, anyone can be a market maker. And because these are open building blocks, people stack them to invent new things: yield strategies, on-chain indexes, automated rebalancers. The creativity is wild, but creativity doesn't cancel risk. Smart contracts can have bugs, stablecoins can depeg, fees can dry up, prices can move faster than you expect, tokens can be illiquid. This isn't to scare you, it's to help you choose your lane with eyes open. If you're brand new, start small. Treat your first deposit like a hands-on class, not a jackpot ticket. Try a well-known stablecoin pool and watch how fees trickle in over a week. Notice how your position value changes as prices wiggle. Then, if you want to try advanced pools, learn how price ranges work and practice with tiny amounts or on a test network. The written guide linked to this episode has step-by-step details and the deeper math. Let's recap in plain language. AMMs are always open vending machines for tokens. Liquidity pools are the community stock shelves inside those machines. LPs earn a slice of each trade's fee. Impermanent loss is the sneaky cost of keeping shelves balanced when one item suddenly becomes a bestseller. Stable pools minimize impermanent loss. Volatile pools carry more risk but may pay higher fees. Concentrated liquidity can boost returns but requires active management. Start small, watch costs, and pick pools that match your risk comfort. My favorite part is the sense of empowerment. The first time you swap tokens at midnight without asking anyone's permission, or the first time a few dollars of fees show up because your liquidity helped someone trade halfway across the world. That's when DeFi stops being buzz and starts being real. It's the internet doing what it does best, removing friction, connecting people, and letting good ideas spread fast. If you want the nitty-gritty, C-tiers, why some pools barely move on swaps, how to think about concentrated ranges, it's all in the written article. For now, you've got the mental map. You know what the vending machine is, who stocks it, why the price moves, and what can go wrong. Thanks for hanging out with me. Keep your curiosity high, your risk measured, and your decisions deliberate. In DeFi, even small, thoughtful steps can teach you more than 100 hot takes. Until next time.